Oh, big names from Pelé to Cruyff played on East Capitol Street in big games, including soccer's World Cup in 1994. But since 1996, the home of DC United and midfielder Ian Hart.
From the time that MLS started using it, it's kind of been a fortress. You know, talking to guys that have been around in the league, they said they never wanted to play at RFK. You know, the fans bring the passion and the energy.
The flags are waving. The drums are beating. They're looking for a referee whistle.
All the beers were flying in the stands, and I could just smell the beer. Which I thought was kind of cool.
Defender Steve Birnbaum urged on by the atmosphere at RFK, and for United fan Austin from D.C.
I am so sad because I love RFK. Like, I love the bounce section.
First time I saw it, I was in the bouncing stands, actually, with my cousins, my father. So I got the experience, the raw passion and energy.
Goalkeeper Bill Hamid was a fan before he was a star, and for United fan Hank.
It's everybody just jamming out, young, old, black, white, pink, green, whatever. It's just United.
I feel very, very lucky and humbled to be a part of the history of this building.
Well, the head coach Ben Olsen, and now that the end is near.
We've had a lot of fun here. It's emotional, but I'm excited for the future. I hope we can get another cup at the new stadium.
Yeah, supporter Dan looks forward to Audi Field. For now, remembering RFK, I'm Dave Johnson, WTLB News.